The combo drill is a tough drill, you know, especially for the offensive linemen and us, because, I mean, it's kind of slanted towards the defense. But, you know, it allows us to get time in, you know, make our right reads. And even though we know there's an extra defender there, you know, just to get your pads down and just try to get 2 or 3 extra yards.
How much of an emphasis for you in this camp as a receiver, more so than was the case last year?
Definitely this offseason, Starks, DeWine, and I definitely caught more passes, you know, in practice this offseason than last season. So I think it's a big emphasis this season going into the season to catch the ball, be where he's supposed to be.
So you have hands like Moss.
I'm thinking it's starting to get a little out of hand. But, I mean, I'm a pretty decent catcher. I thought it was pretty cool. Man. I saw it yesterday after practice. I like it.
You ever played fantasy football?
Nah, I'm not a fantasy guy.
Is that how you found? I mean, did anybody give you a heads up that this was coming, or you just walk in and see that you're on the cover?
I just walked in and saw that I was on the cover. I was like, it's pretty cool. I don't know.
Did you go buy a bunch?
Of course not. I don't even know how to get it, honestly. So, I don't know. Maybe someone just show up somehow. Maybe. I don't know.
What's your thoughts on family night? I mean, you've only had one, but it seems like it's more geared towards just being a normal practice, as normal as practicing in front of 80,000 people can be, I guess.
It's not going to be a scrimmage like last year, so it's going to be a practice, but, I mean, it's a chance for, like, a lot more fans to be able to come out and watch us, and, you know, we still have to do what we have to do, but it's, you know, it's for the fans to be able to come out and our family as well to be able to just come out and watch us.
And last year when you came out of the tunnel for the first time, introduced in pads and everything like that, do you remember what that felt like? Because it was kind of your first time being introduced.
It was, but I really don't remember. I don't remember it.
When you see the NFL refs here as a running back, do you get anything out of them being here? And if so, what is it?
I mean, from a running back standpoint, not really. I mean, we are allowed to go up and talk to them and ask them questions, but, I mean, we know what we can do and what we can't do. I think it's geared more towards, like, I don't know, quarterbacks and, you know, now what they're calling for, like, quarterback offsides and things of that nature. So,
Daniel, or we asked you about the combo drill. Mike Daniel says he looks forward to it every day. That's his favorite. Is there any surprise in that? He's out there talking during that thing?
He talks the whole practice. He's definitely one of the guys who keeps the defense, you know, motors going in. I mean, that's just Mike Daniels. He's going to talk, and when he gets in, he's going to give you, you know, 100%. So, I mean, whoever has to block him, they definitely have to be ready because it's not going to be easy.
And because you got those two squads going, it really seems to energize the practice and picks up tempo. You get to work on your footing, your contact, feeling like a football player in your head.
Yeah, it allows us to get timing. You know, we know it's more slanted towards the defense. They have the advantage, but it's about the linemen getting to that blocking point and, you know, driving at the blocking point and the running backs reading our read and, you know, not taking the easy way out and cutting backside, but keeping it play side and just trying to get what we see.